Okay, today is Yud Ches. Oh yeah, we've already done part of today's. We're down with the two dots over here, Rabbi Tarfon.
You learned the whole day yesterday?
No, we did a normal amount of time, but it was a short, yeah. Yesterday was short, and we managed to catch up and get a hint. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah that if there's two males, so there was no, the mother never had a child before, so there's a Bechir situation going on, and she had twins, two males came out together. We had the argument of Beshek Lili says that it's quite legitimate to have two in that came out exactly at the same time, and therefore they're both Bechirs. He says, Ascharim Lashem, Efshel Tzamtzim, and it's possible that they should be exact. And the Chachamim say it can't possibly be that they're both exactly at the same time. One of them must have come out first. We don't know which one. And therefore, what are you going to do? One is a Bechir, another one isn't. But you don't know which one, so they're both a Sofik Bechir. So you have to give one to the Kohen, and you have to keep one for yourself. But both of them are a Sofik. So neither of them can be brought as a Korban. And both of them have to wait until they get a Mum, and then you will eat it B'mumoy. So the question then became in the Mishnah, what happened? How do you decide which one you're going to give to the Kohen and which one you're going to keep for yourself? So Rab Tarfon said, HaKohen Boiler Sayofa, that the Kohen gets to choose the better one. So now the Gemara here, about the two dots, about halfway down, Yechesam Aleph. Yeah, so we're just recapping what the Mishnah from yesterday. Rab Tarfon Omer, yeah, in the middle of the page. HaKohen Boiler Sayofa, my timer, why does my timer did Rab Tarfon, why should the Kohen choose the better one? Because I mean, the partial answer is because Rab Tarfon was a Kohen, so he thought that would be, you know, he was standing up for Kohen's rights. But the explanation logically is Kasavar Hu Dabari Nafu Bereisha. One of them came out first. It's more likely that the stronger one is the one that came out first because it's stronger. It hip and shouldered the other one out of the way, and therefore the one that's stronger is probably came out first, so the Kohen gets to choose the better one. Dr. Goldman, I can ask him, but you'll take up time from this year.
And one comes out first, one comes out second. Is the one that's healthy likely to be coming on first?
Birds, wrong answer. Okay, but anyway, that's Rab Tarfon, but no one else agrees with him, so that's okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said Mishamnin. Usually, when it says Mishamnin Benehem, usually it means Shuma. You evaluate, and therefore, what it means is you work out how much the two of them are worth. Yeah, and one takes the other, and if there's a difference in value, then there's compensation going on. So they both end up with exactly the same value. There's no bias towards either side over here. Is Amar of Chia Bar Abba, Amar of Yechon, and Yechon comes along and says, HaKoyen Etel Klusha. On the contrary, the Koyen gets the weaker one, and the Balabas keeps the stronger one. We're going to see Rabbi Kiva's general sheet, there's a Motzi Mechavei Yalav Araya, that the Balabas has the stuff in his hand, the Koyen wants to take it from him, and with possession being 9/10 of the law, as they say in English, therefore, if you want to take it, something that someone else has got in his hand, you have to prove it. So the Kohen, the onus is on the Kohen to prove.
But both of these you won't be able to do this, will you?
Taboo?
You won't be able to cut
No, the they have to both be treated as a Sofik Bechor. You have to wait until they get a mum.
So it's really a question of mominess here, rather than it's really, in a sense.
It's a question about who takes which one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who takes which one is mominess. That's what Rabbi Akiva says.
But the
Kohen
hasn't got a right in any case, because I can give it to any Kohen I like.
Okay, so you have to give it to a Kohen.
But this particular Kohen near me can.
No, we're not talking about a particular Kohen choosing it. We're talking about, okay, I want to do what the halacha says, so I have two sheep, and I want to give the Kohen, whichever Kohen I choose, but I want to give him the weaker one. I want to keep the better one for myself. So Rabbi Akiva says that you can. The only problem is, so Chibar Rabbi quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and then he turns around to Rabbi Yochanan, and he goes, hang on, I just quoted you, but I don't understand. It's nice to say that the Kohen gets the weaker one, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, Mishamnin b'nehem. Mishamnin in all over Shas means that you split equally. So how come the Kohen's getting a weaker one? While you're busy eating a fig in Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan was an Israeli. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, this was a chutznik. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, while you're busy eating figs in Bavel, I will explain to you from the Sefer of the Mishnah. Yeah, you have to look at the Mishnah as a whole package. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Katani Sefer, Mesech HaMeha, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, if one of these two Bechurs, Suffolk Bechurs, dies, so now there's only one left standing, is Rav Tarfon Omer Yachloikul. Rav Tarfon says you take the live one and the dead one, and you split the value of the two of them equally. And Rabbi Akiva Omer HaMotzei Mechaveri, Olav Arayah. Rabbi Akiva says he can give the dead one to the Kohen and say, and you can't do anything with it because it's you can't feed the dogs with it. He's going to do nothing. He's going to make a nice funeral and say, Kemal Arachim. Well, okay, he doesn't give him anything. They bury it. They call the Chevra Kedisha and that's it. Yeah, so, but why does Rabbi Akiva say that? Because I'm to make a very olive araya. The Kohen wants to get it off the Yisrael. Yisrael says, prove it. Otherwise, I'm not giving you anything. Yeah, so if Rabbi Akiva says that in the Sefer, Rabbi Akiva must say that in the Reish also. He's Motzi Mechaveri. So even when they're both alive, the Yisrael can tell the Kohen, I'm giving you the weaker one. You want the stronger one, you prove to me that that's the one that's the Bechor. If you thought that the Pshat in the Reish is Mishamnin Beneyem, that they split it equally, is Achadam in the Sefer lift the Gabi Hadodi. Then the Sefer, they should also split. They should split the live one and split the dead one, and the dead one's not worth anything, so they should split the live one, and each one gets half. Elamai mishamnin, so therefore, what do you do with the word mishamnin? If the din is hametzim mechavei of araya, what's the lashon of mishamnin? Shuman yehei b'neim. Rashi explains, shuman means a lashon of fat. Shamein, sorry? No, I don't think it's oil, I think it's shamnin, the fatness. The healthier one is fatter and bigger and stronger. Yeah, so that is Beinehem means that's what they are, that is the case that they're arguing about. When they go to Bezdin to handle, they're handling about this, about the fatness of the fatter one. So that's the Lashon. And Yom HaLekoyen, so what does it mean that's Beinehem? That they have a disagreement about it. They argue about it. And he says to the Koyen, I see Raya the Becheru, if you can prove that the fatter one is the Bechor, then Shokel, then you can take it. If you can't prove it, then I'm not giving it to you. Okay, so that's who gets what. Then we said, so he gives one to the Kohen. The Kohen, according to Reb Tarfon, chooses the better one. According to Rabbi Akiva, he gets the worse one. What happens then? The Yisrael keeps the second one. The Hasheni, Yirat, Yistoyv. It, so what does the Yisrael do with it when he's got a Suffolk Bechor in his house? He waits until it gets a mum. The Chayim Matan, once it gets a mum, it's going to be eligible for him to just shecht it and eat it. Does he have to give the Matanis Kahuna out of that? There's the Rail, the Chayim, and the Keva. Because it might be a Bechor, it might not. So does he have to give this Rail, the Chayim, the Keva or not? If it's a Bechor, then there's no Matanis. Yeah? Oh. One second. So that's why the Tanakhama says Mitzchayiv Matonis Manavshach. Either the whole animal belongs to the Kohen, and if it doesn't, it belongs to the Israel. He has to give the Matonis. So either way, the Kohen's getting the Matonis. And Rabbi Yosi Poiter, Rabbi Yosi says he doesn't have to give the Matonis. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. Why is that so? So the Gemara says my time with the Rab Meir. So the Tanakhama with no name is assumed to be Rab Meir. Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. So anonymous is Rab Meir, right? So Rab Meir said. I hope it didn't scare you away with this stuff. We scared you away with this?
No, I have to get ready to
dominate. Oh, okay. So. Okay. Shkoyach, we'll see you later. So what's the reason why Reb Meir says, no worries. Moshe will learn double for you. Okay, Reb Meir says he has to give them matanas. Eliezer ben Risha. Risha. Eliezer ben Risha. Thank you. Okay. What's the reason that Rav Meir says he has to give the matanos to the Kohen? It's Amar Rav Yochanan. However, Kohen ba'alav b'shnei tzadim. The Kohen comes with a two-pronged attack, pincer movement. The Amar Lei, the Kohen says, like Al-Chaim already told us, this is a Suffolk Bechor. So either it's a Bechor, in which case, kulat hidihu, the whole animal belongs to me, just hand it over. But iloy b'chayru, but if it's not a b'chayru, it's just a normal chulin. There's havli matanis, but then you've got to give matanis. Now, of course, as Yehuda pointed out before, there is no particular kohen that can say this, because he can say, I want to give it to a different kohen. But the kohen brotherhood as a whole can say that. So it means it's not really the kohen telling him that, it's the concept of the kohen says that to him. So if he wants to, if he wants to, yeah, that, exactly. The Yisrael, if he wants to do the right thing, has to think about it like that. That either the whole thing has to give to a kohen, or the matanis has to give to a kohen, one of shach. And therefore, if he wants to do what's right, he has to give the matanis to the kohen. That's what Rab Meir said. Rab Yosi, my timer, why does Rab Yosi say we don't follow that argument? Omar Rava, also she'ena zoicha ke zoicha. When he gives that first one to the kohen, yeah, so what does it mean? We don't know for sure if he's getting the right one, yeah. So what are we doing? The kohen, maybe the one that the Yisrael's keeping was really the bechor. The one that Yisrael's keeping, if it was really the bechor, the kohen should have been zoicha in it because it's a bechor. But he wasn't. He never got it in his hand. But we look at it as if he did. In other words, what we're saying over here is there are two animals. We look at it as if the kohen had both and sold one or swapped one. When I said the kohen had both. Not at the same time. You look at it as the one that the Yisrael is keeping, you look at it as if the Kohen had taken it and then sold it for the other one. They swapped. There was this splitting the two animals is like a mechira. It's like a sale of the, each one is selling the other one, the one to the other. And therefore, if that animal was a bechor, we look at it as if the Kohen had actually taken it and sold it back, even though he didn't. That's why it says, we treat it as if the Kohen had it in his possession and sold it back to the Yisrael. And of course, when a Kohen gives something to a Yisrael, there's no matanis involved. Yeah. Even though the Kohen actually never got this particular animal, it's as if he did get it. And now it has a mum, and it was shechting, and the Yisrael is shechting it. V'zovne liYisrael b'mumi. It's treated as if the Kohen had it in his hand, and then it became a bal mum, so now it's mutter to eat, and the Kohen sold it to the Yisrael. And therefore, in that case, there's no matanis. Okay, so that's the logic of Rabbi Yosi.
Is only this, or is the general principle you can say in other areas also of kinyanim?
I would say it's only in this. I've never heard of such a thing anywhere else. And the whole, what's the upshot of Ein Zeicha Kezeicha that Yad Koyin Beemtza, which is a dinim bechura, right, or a dinim matonis, like in other normal dinim momentus, it's all just financial. Over here, it's not so much a financial thing, because we know the Koyin didn't get any money for it. The question is, did the Koyin at some point have some bailus on this animal? Yeah, if the Koyin had some bailus and then sold it to a Jew, to a Yisrael, then there's no matonis. Yeah, and it's not a financial concept of having possession of it. It's a whatever hypothetical concept. It doesn't have to give matonis, correct?
Anything that's owned by a coin is part of the matonis.
Yeah. No, sorry, not any animal, a bechor. If it was a bechor and it got a mum, so the kohen can eat it himself, or he can sell it to the butcher, or he can do what he wants, right? So the kohen sells it to a non-kohen, then there's no matanis involved, since it used to be a bechor in the hand of a kohen. Okay, Amar Rav Elazar, reading the line, HaKol Moedim B'Safek Bechor. Everybody agrees that a Safek Bechor She'en Chalipim B'Yad Kohen, and the kohen doesn't have anything. In this case, the Yisrael has a Safek Bechor, and the Kohen also has a Safek Bechor, because each one got one sheep. So that's called Chalipim Biyad Kohen. The Yisrael has one, the Kohen has one. There are cases where it's a Safek Bechor, where the Kohen didn't get anything. For example, if there's a male and a female, and you don't know which one came out first, so there's only one animal here that's a Zohar, and he's a Safek. So the Yisrael doesn't give it to the Kohen. He just keeps it. Tells the Kohen, prove it as a Bechayr, otherwise I'm keeping it. Yeah? So this is a Suffolk Bechayr. It's also a case where we don't know it's a Bechayr or not. But there's not Chalit B'yad Kohen. It's not you take one and I take one. It's I'll take one and you get nothing. In that case, everybody agrees to Chayiv Matonis. That in that case, the Yisrael will for sure have to give them the Matonis. You cannot say that the Kohen is as if he was Zoche in it. Because he got nothing. If he got one of the animals, you can say they sold their chalik to each other, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, but in the case where the Kohen got nothing, you cannot say that he was Zoche in it. You can't say they made him Zoche, and therefore he is potter from the Matonis. So, sorry, it's Chayiv in the Matonis.
Is that because one is only a Suffolk and one, whereas in the previous case it's a Suffolk and two?
Correct. Yeah. So, and who's Hakol Moedim? Who is it that would agree, that argued in the case where there is Chalit M'biat Kohen and said potter? Man is Rabbi Yossi. Is Pshita, so of course, what's Rabbi Lozer teaching us that we didn't already know? It's obvious. Ad kan loika potter Rabbi Yossi hosom. Rabbi Yossi only patters you when there are two animals. The Kohen gets one, the Israel gets one. Elo, the Chalit M'biat Kohen. Because the Kohen gets one out of the two, is therefore also she'ena zeicha kezeicha. So we say that even though he had no grasp of the one that the Yisrael kept, but it's as if he did and sold it to him. That's the way we're looking at it. Because they each take one, it's as if the Kohen got it and sold it back to the Yisrael. Yeah? So then Rabbi Yossi says, potter from Matonis. Aval ein chalipim b'yad Kohen loy. But if the Kohen didn't get anything, for sure there's no Yad Kohen b'emtza over here. It's not like the Kohen got it and sold it to the Yisrael. So of course it's chayv in Matonis, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, it's not obvious, because Mahud Tema, you might have thought, time of the Rabbi Yossi, the Kesavar, that you might have thought, the reason of Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with also Eina Zeicha Kezeicha, but the reason is, that you might have thought, why does Rabbi Yossi potter? We want to tell the Yisrael not to give the Matonis to the Kohen. Why? Because if he gives the Matonis to the Kohen, also they give away. He's going to think, oh, it's Chulin. Why am I giving this stuff to the Kohen? Because it's Chulin. So that could be a chumra haboli de kula. Because now he's going to think, oh, if it's chulin, I can shear it, I can work with it, I can treat it like a normal working class animal. So therefore you might think that the chachamim were geyser, that he shouldn't give the matonis, even though the kohen never got anything. And the safek b'chol would never want to give the matonis to the kohen because people are going to think it's a chulin gomor. Kamash balon, that Rabbi Yossi in that case will be moida, that no, you don't worry about that gzera, and you would have to give the Matonis to the Kohen. Fredi Gemara, mi motzi samartach, could you actually say that? Could you even have a havamina that Rabbi Yossi's reason is because you might come to Trier to school and cheer it, etc.? But, huh? No, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi patters when the Kohen has it, and he doesn't patter, and he doesn't patter, but you would have thought that even when the Kohen doesn't have chalipin, you don't have to give him matonis because the gzeira, that was the habamina, the gzeira that he might think it's chulin and treat it with chulinness. Yeah, so therefore they said, forget it, don't give matonis, so we make sure that everyone treats it with respect of a bechayr. So the Gemara.
So this statement, this issue of the gzeira is also what Rav is saying when Rav is talking when zeicha is not zeicha, right?
No. The havamina, Rabbi Lozer is saying that you would have thought that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozer doesn't argue with Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi says you might have thought that Rabbi Yossi's reason is not like Rava. You might have thought Rabbi Yossi's reason is because of Gzeira, that he might treat it with disrespect like Chulin. Yeah? So that's why you have to, that's why Rabbi Lozer has to tell you that he's, that Rabbi Yossi says you're potter. Sorry, that you're chayiv, I keep saying the wrong word. Rabbi Yossi says you're chayiv in the case where the Kohen didn't get anything. And the reason is like Rava, that also ain't a zeicha kezeicha. Yeah? The only way, only when the Kohen got something, then you said it's like he was zeicha. Now, the Gemara asked, bottom line, mi motzi samarto, how could you say that? Matani seifa. But the seifa says, shahayu Rabbi Yossi Yomer, turn the page, kol shechalifa b'yad Kohen potzum in a matonis. Rabbi Yossi says, beferish, that when the Kohen got something, that's when you don't give matonis. But when the Kohen didn't get anything, it's clear, Rabbi Meir is mechayiv. It's chalipim b'yad koyenein. Rabbi Yossi himself says, what is Rabbi Lozer telling me? Rabbi Yossi himself says that when the koyen got something ein, that's when you don't have to give the matana. It's a chalipim b'yad koyen loy. So how could you have a havamina that Rabbi Yossi says that even when the koyen didn't get anything, yeah, that he should be potter from matanas? Says the Gemara, Mahu Detema, you might have thought that Rabbi Yossi, the Dvar of the Rabbeir, Karmalei. Those words of Rabbi Yossi, Kol Shechalifah Biad Koyim, Patron Atonis, is not his own opinion. That is, he's arguing with Rabbi Meir. So he wants to get Rabbi Meir to agree, at least in that case. So what does he say to him? Lidi di, according to me, says Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Ein Chalifah Biad Koyim. Anyway, I don't want to let him give matonos. Even if the kohen got nothing, I don't want to give matonos. Why not? Because I hold as a gzeira. This is the havamina, right? I hold as a gzeira that if he gives matonos, he'll think it's chulin and he'll end up doing gizava avoda. So that's according to me, is for sure no matonos. But lididach, according to you who don't agree with that, at least you should agree with me that Hechad the Khalif and Biyar Koyen, you should agree with me on my other principle that when the Koyen got something for it, the Asr Shein is Zeicha Kezeicha. So the Havamina is that Rabbi Yossi holds of both things. Rabbi Yossi holds also in Zeicha Kezeicha, and he also holds as a Gzeira. So anyway, there's no matonis. But he's trying to tell Rab Meir, if you don't like my gzeira, at least agree with one of my principles. At least agree with Asr Shein is Zeicha Kezeicha. V'yamale Rab Meir, loy. And Rav Meir said back to him, Loi mit an aleph, I don't agree with you. Okay, so that was Rav Elazar's thing about when there's only one. Vaita says, Rav Papa, V'yama, Rav Papa, Hakom, Meidin, B'Safik, Meiser. Okay, so till now we're talking about a Safik B'Choyer. What's a Safik Meiser? How do you get a Safik Meiser? You're counting, 1, 2, 3, 4. You get to 10, you go, bing, you're a Meiser. Yeah? So what's the Safik? The Safik is that little Meiserle ran back into the paddock. He slipped out of your grasp, or he managed to escape the red paint, and he ran back in. Or maybe someone else did a prank on you and put red paint on all your other sheep. So you don't know which, yeah, you got those sheep there, you don't know which one is the Meiser one. Yeah, so it's a Suffolk Meiser. You got a Suffolk Meiser. You had a lot of Suffolk Meisers. So what are you going to do with the Suffolk Meisers? Is Shepotzer min haMatonis. Everybody agrees that in that case, you don't have to get, now if it's a real Meiser, there's no Matonis, it's a carbon, yeah? So everyone agrees that if you have an animal which is a Suffolk Meiser, again, what are you going to do with a Suffolk Meiser? You can't bring him as a carbon because maybe he's not Meiser. You can't not bring him as a carbon because maybe he is Meiser. So you have to wait till he gets a mum. And then it's like the same thing as a Bechor, right? Once it got a mum, then it's not a carbon anymore, and then you can eat it. Yeah, so Rav Papa says a Suffolk Meiser, everyone agrees, Potter min haMatonis. Now, Potter min haMatonis. He says in this one, everyone agrees it's Potter. So Rabbi Yossi, who has two principles, is for sure, he's happy to say Potter. But who's the Hakol Moedim is man Rabbi Meir. That means Rabbi Meir, who says by a Suffolk Becher, is Chayiv in Matonos. So, but by Meiser, he agrees that he's Potter. Is again, says the Gemara, Pshita. Okay, that's obvious, because Rabbi Meir said Becher. Ad kan leke mechayiv Rabbi Meir hasam elav a Suffolk Becher. Rabbi Meir told us that you have to give Matonos by a Suffolk Becher, hoil ball of Kohen Mishneit Stadin. Because the Kohen comes from a two-pronged attack. Either the whole thing is mine because it's a Becher, or the whole thing's not mine because it's not a Becher. If it's not a Becher, you have to give me Matonis. Yeah, so because there's a Shneid Stadin, those Matonis, either way, 100% chance, it belongs to the Kohen. Av a Suffolk Meiser, loy. But Rav Meir never said that by a Suffolk Meiser. So why would you even think that Rav Meir says that by a Suffolk Meiser? Answer the Gemara, because Ma'u Tema. Rav Papa says, you might have thought, time with Rav Meir, the reason of Rav Meir is not because of the two-pronged pincer attack, but the reason why you have to give matonis from a Suffolk Becher is the loyti shtakach teiras matonis. We don't want people to forget about the concept of matonis. We want people to remain used to the idea that whenever you have an animal, you have to give them matonis. So even though it's a Suffolk Becher, we want to make sure people remember about matonis. So the whole thing is only, it's a sort of gzeira in the other direction.
What I'm saying is that as a result of the Suffolk happening at a certain point in time, you'll forget the whole mitzvah entirely?
That's what it sounds like. And therefore, I feel the Suffolk Meiser Nami, and therefore Rav Meir would say the same thing by a Suffolk Meiser. Never let somebody get away with shechting an animal and keeping the matonis for himself. We don't want people to get into that habit. Yeah? Even if it's only once, we don't want people to start getting into that habit. Then it becomes a tax loophole and different shenanigans, and we don't want that to happen. Right? So we're going to make a gzeira that you always have to give matonis. Just get in the habit that whenever you have an animal, give matonis. Yeah? So he said, if that's the reason by Suffolk Becher, then I feel a Suffolk Meiser Nami. So they would say that the same logic applies to a Suffolk Meiser. So that's what you would have thought. Kamash Malan, so Rav Papa's teaching us that Rav Meir's reason is because because by a Bechur you have a two-pronged attack. By a Maisa you don't have that, because Maisa you don't have the coin anyway. And therefore, he has to tell you that no, the Rav Meir says, you're potter by Maisa.
There's always this about one rabbi saying that the other rabbi said he thought like this and he did that.
That's the beauty of the Gemara.
The original one should speak for himself.
Well, he might have, but 200 years later, when they're arguing about it, they don't always remember everything he said. Yeah? For example, I won't give an example because it's too political. But no, sometimes a person goes to the Rav and asks him a question, and the Rav tells him the psak din and probably tells him the reason also. But at the time, he's busy thinking about what do I have to do. So over time, he forgets the reason. He just remembers, oh yeah, the Rabbi Grana told me this. Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember what the reason is. Yeah, so that can happen. So the question is, you told me that the Havamina, what Rav Papata told me that Rav Meir says you're potter, is because you might have thought that Rav Meir's whole logic is a gzeira. Let yishtakach teres matana. So me motzi samartach. Could you say that? Vakatani sefer. Rav Meir himself says his reason, like you were asking him to. Shahaya Rav Meir. Sorry, that Rav Yosi says his reason. Rav Meir says back. Shahaya Rav Yosi yomer kol shei chalifa biad koyin is potter mina matanos. That if the Kohen has it, he's potter mina matanos. Rav Meir mechayim. Rav Meir says that even when Khalifa biyad Kohen is mechayiv. So again, we're talking about why couldn't he say the same thing there? So I guess that means that the argument between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi is whether we consider the Eina Zoicha Kizoicha. I mean, Rav Meir says no, but the no is going back to Rav Yosi to say, I still argue with you on that. But we don't find that Rav Meir says anything about a Sofik Maisa. Is Mahu the Tema, so the Gemara says, you would have thought Rav Meir, after the Sofik Maisa is Mechayiv. That Rav Meir is Mechayiv even by a Sofik Maisa, Vahadam, if Lugib, a Chalipin. Why is he arguing in the case of why does he argue with Rav Yosi about the Chalipin, Miyad Koyen, Ladiach, a Kechad Rav Yosi, the Potar? When Rav Meir said back to Rav Yosi, I don't agree with you, it's not to say that Rav Meir says, but I would agree with you about anything else. Right? He's telling you, I don't agree with you on this one either. I always argue with you, no matter what you say. Yeah? So therefore, why do they argue about this one? Because Rav Yosi wanted to give the most extreme case. Yeah? Ladiak HaKlecha de Rav Yosi, to tell you that Rav Yosi de Potter, Afilo Hecha de Koyin, Baal La Mishnei Tzadin. Even when he's got the two-pronged attack, he says you're Potter. Yeah? So you might have thought that by Sofik Maisa, Rav Meir also disagrees and says Yechayiv. Gamash Malon. So therefore, Rav Papa's telling you by Sofik Maisa, it's Potter, even according to Rav Meir. Okay, next. Meis Achav Echav Meihen. The Mishnah continued, if one of these two, so the two males came out together, and then one of them died, is what's the din? Rabbi Tarfon, Emi Achleiku. Rabbi Tarfon says that you have to split the live one, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ameitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. Is the question, Rav Tarfon started off by saying, when they're both alive, what was his svara? That the Kohen gets the better one. Because the better one must have been stronger and hip and shouldered the other one out of the way and was the first. So the Bechor is the better one. Is Zoy Bazoy, just check which one died. Amaya Chloiko, Nechse, Isham in Meis, the Kohenu. If the one that died was the fatter one, well, that was the one that Rav Tarfon assumed was the Bechor. So assume again it's a Bechor. The Bechor died. The hide the ikah the balabais, and the one that's left is the balabaises. The ikachush meis, if the less fat one died, then the balabaises meis. The hide the ikah the koyenu. So why doesn't Reb Tarfon be consistent? As Amar Rabbi Ami, I'll tell you why. Because Chazabir Reb Tarfon. The reason why he's not consistent is because he changed his mind. Fair enough.
Within the one Mishnah.
Well, he didn't necessarily say the one Mishnah, one minute after the next. It was put together. Eventually, he changed his mind. Okay, Rabbi Akiva.
Does that mean he agrees with Rabbi Akiva?
He was chayzer to say, yeah. No. He says, yachloiku. No, Rabbi Akiva said, akoye netilos of kochush, we just said before. Rabbi Tarfon says, yachloiku 50-50. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, he just doesn't agree with himself either. Yeah? So he switched to yachloiku. Yeah, which is going to be like a one of those moment hamutal besofics, like sumchus in Bab Metzia, yeah. So it's a third opinion, third option. Okay, Rabbi Kiva says, "I'm a tzemach avel of a raya." I'm Rabbi Chia Moshe. Rabbi Tarfin, the ma'adav adoyma. Rabbi Tarfin compares the case of the two Suffolk bechers l'shnayim sheif kilo etz oroya. Two people left their sheep by the shepherd, yeah, and then one died, and they come back and they're trying to work out who's died and who didn't. The shepherd, you know, he's got a whole sheep daycare, yeah. So you want him to recognize which sheep is which. He doesn't know which sheep is which.
He's a daycare.
Huh?
You would hope so, because he needs to return them.
He can tell the balabat and each one you put a siman on it.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't care. No, there's the whole thing like when you both left bundles in Bar Mitzvah, yeah? If they put his name on it, so he's got his name on it. The Roya can say to the balabatim, you didn't bother putting a siman on it because you didn't care about someone trying to pinch yours, so why should I care? Yeah? So what happens? So the shepherd can leave the live one between them and say, you guys fight it out. Yeah, so that's Yechleiku. And since they can't prove anything, so that's what Reb Tarfin's talking about. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's like Echot Shehivkir Eitzel Balabais. It's like there's only one Roya. Yeah, because now there's one left. There's only one left. So it's like one person left it, not by a roya, because a roya has lots of different sheep. When you give it to your mate, there's not lots of other people giving it to him, only I asked my friend to look after it for me, so it was only one.
And he had his own.
Yeah. So what are we saying over here? So Ebazoi, halachically, they both agree. Rabbi Akiva agrees that if two people left it, then he's Nech B'nehem Mistalik. Reb Tarfin agrees that if there's only one, Hametzemechavel of Araya. So what actually are they arguing about? Ela b'may pligi. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Akiva polig b'shtayim shevkido etzaroya shemniach rebin istalik. Does Rabbi Akiva argue with that? Nobody argues with that. Rabbi Tarfin polig becha shehivkid etzal balabais. That he says Hametzemechavel Araya. No one argues with that. So they're not arguing. So what's the machlekes? It's Amar Rabba v'tem b'ra papa hakol moedim b'shtayim shevkido etzaroya shemniach rebin istalik. Everyone agrees. You're right. Everybody agrees if two people left it, the Raya says, you guys fight it out. Everyone agrees in the halacha over here. Except for, what's the case where they argue? It was in the property of the balabais, in the balabais' backyard, but he hired the shepherd to come in into his backyard and look after the sheep. It's like he was makna to the other guy, to the koyin, hastis, yeah, so the roi is looking after the two sheep in the balabais' chotzer. One of those sheep belonged to the koyin, so he says that the balabais was makna to the koyin a piece of his courtyard to keep his sheep in it. Not just he hired the shepherd, but he also gave him a piece of the courtyard. Why would he do that? Because he wants to do a mitzvah, b'chor, whatever, with his property. He's happy to give it to the kohen. He switched his mind around when he was going to make a loss. And all of a sudden he says to the kohen, get lost. But initially, when he was still on friendly terms with the kohen, he said he was happy to give him his chotzer. And therefore it belongs to the roya. So it's not like it's in the balabais's domain and it's like hifkir etzel balabais. It's like the hifkir etzel roya, and therefore it's split it. Rabbi Akiva sova kevin the isla pseido. Rabbi Akiva says he's not changing his mind. You're telling me at the end when he argues and he doesn't want to pay up. Yeah, he keeps it. Rabbi Akiva says right in the beginning he's going to think that. He's not going to be makna anything to the other guy because he's going to end up having a loss from it. And therefore, lo makna le medim. It doesn't give him anything. So that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Okay. In theory, we should stop, but they haven't. It doesn't look like davening standing anytime soon. Should we stop? Yeah, well, I think we'll stop.